This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Doug Steffens Good Day. You're listening to Doug Steffens Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. Daily podcasts are available at dailydownload.com.
You are my Monday, you're the best day of the week. So underrated.
It's the top of the hour on Doug Steffens Good Day radio program. I'm Jay Kirshner in Cleveland, James Collins at the controls in Dallas, and a very special guest from Cleveland as well. Broadcast consultant. I feel like I want to call you multimedia consultant because you do so much more. Mike McVay.
Please do call me that.
All of the things.
Yeah, I like them. I like having all those titles. It makes for a bigger business card.
There you go. Yeah. Have you seen those business cards where you basically carry one business card and it's a QR code and people scan it and then they get your business card on their phones?
Yeah, I think it's great. I still have cards, but I kind of feel like a salesman when I pull my cards out. So I normally just kind of like direct text my contact info into somebody's phone. Then they have it.
That makes it easier. It's the reverse of take your daughter to work day, take your father to work day. This is our first time ever getting to work on air together.
Yeah, well, I've lowered myself to this level now. So
it got hot real fast. Well, we have to talk about the CMT Awards because that happened last night.
Yep.
It is country music video's biggest night, I guess we will say, because it's all about the music videos. How much of it did you see? You watched the whole thing.
Yeah, I did watch the whole thing, and I videoed it so I could go back and look at a little bit of it later after it was done. It was really very good. I mean, one of my friends is the executive producer at CMT, Leslie Fram, and I texted her after the show and just said, man, great show. I thought they did a great job. Jelly Roll was the big star. He picked up 3 awards.
Mm-hmm. Almost didn't make it. Did you see all of that with his airplane?
No,
his private
I did not.
Jet had difficulties mid-flight. They had to turn around, make a landing. Basically, the plane shut off mid-air.
Wow.
And they had to fix it, get back on the flight. His wife, Bunny XO, documented the whole thing on social media, and she was even like, wait, they want us to get back on that plane? But they made it, and good thing, because all 3 categories that he was nominated for, he won in.
Yeah, Lainey Wilson picked up female video, and Chris Stapleton and Carly Pierce got the collaborative video. And if you haven't seen it, it's a great video for a song called We Don't Fight Anymore. But it was fun. You know, they always have, because it's on CBS, they have some of the different celebrities from CBS shows there. But they also had some folks from Good Morning America, which is ABC, there. And it was a lot of fun. It just looked like it was a good time. It is one of the better award shows. It has become a much better produced, much more entertaining award show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in an era where the American Music Awards went away. We just had the Billboard Music Awards now. The Grammys and, of course, the iHeart Music Awards. But I thought it was a good show last night. Kelsey Ballerini, kudos. What a great job hosting the program.
Yeah, and this was her first time hosting solo. This is her fourth time overall, but she always co-hosted with somebody else. Mm-hmm. And she took the reins herself, did a fantastic job. She is, I don't want to say quickly becoming, because she's been at the height for quite a few years now, but she is one of the queens of country radio right now.
Yeah, she's becoming that. She's still very young. You know, she is, not a lot of people know this, but I am proud to say she's a second-generation broadcaster.
Oh, wow.
Her dad worked in Knoxville, Tennessee for many years as a sales manager, and a manager for some radio stations in Knoxville, Tennessee. She's always quick to say she grew up around the station mascot, which was always at her birthday parties. So there you go.
That's fun. Yeah. Well, were there the Toby Keith tribute? Definitely have to talk about that, because he, even though we knew he was sick, I'm not sure many knew exactly how sick he was. And his death just still came as quite a shock and such a heartbreak. But they gave him quite a tribute.
Yeah, and Sammy Hagar came out and did a great job with it, and all the folks that performed Toby's music. Having met him in my life, he was a huge man, tall, broad shoulders, a big guy. And I saw photos of him toward the end of his life, and he was just a shadow of the physical being he had once been.
That is just awful. Were there any surprises that you noticed with the CMT Awards?
Not really. It was a little different the way they had all the celebrities seated in a kind of a bleachers area.
Mm-hmm.
And so the artists who were on the way to the stage or whatever were all together right in that area. It changed things up a little bit. I can't say I disliked it or that I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just different. And seeing Trisha Yearwood get the Humanitarian Award was good. She and her husband, Garth Brooks, do so much for people overall.
Yeah, they seem like truly genuine people. When you see celebrities or any notable people, we only see them as the public eye, like what we're told to see them as.
Yeah.
And then you hear a lot of these stories behind the scenes years and decades later of like, oh, these people were awful to work with, blah, blah, blah. They do not seem like that. It feels like when it comes to Miss Trisha Yearwood and Garth Brooks, they are exactly what you see is what you get with them. And they are genuinely good people.
Absolutely. I agree completely. They are good, kind-hearted folks.
Was the newest member to country radio there, Beyonce?
I did not see Beyonce. If she was there, I may have missed that. Like I said, I've got to go back and look at the rest of the video. You know, that's an interesting thing because you're seeing how Beyonce's song is the most purchased, most downloaded country song.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality of it is pop stations are playing the song like crazy.
Yeah.
You know, when you buy a song, they don't interview you and go, are you a country fan? And so the fact that she says it's a country song doesn't necessarily make it a country song. I think Texas Hold'em's a really good song. I immediately, when I heard it, said, that's a pop song.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been some folks passing around a petition, oh, country radio needs to play this. You know, you mentioned I'm a consultant. I have had my country stations play this song. Some of them just spiked it. Some of them added it. And by spiked, I mean played it a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them added it regularly. But there are other songs on her album that sound more like a country song. And because Dolly Parton did a rock album doesn't mean her music is really rock. Nor did rock radio stations play it.
Yeah.
And so you have to look at Beyonce the same way and go, she's Beyonce. She's amazing. She transcends formats. But the song is more popular on the pop side and with Beyonce fans. And that in itself is an achievement.
Mm-hmm. Well, who was it? Lil Nas X. I'm blanking on the name of that song now.
Old
Country Road. Yes. That was played on R&B and pop stations.
Yep.
It was a country song, but not a lot of country stations played it. And this really, with Beyonce, it's not her first jump into the country genre. She, well, growing up from Texas, she listened to country music. She was raised by country music.
Yeah.
But on her, was it the Lemonade album? She had Daddy Lessons with the Dixie Chicks. So she's already been in country.
She's experimented with it before. And like I say, I mean, she's amazing. In my opinion, there are two superstar artists today. That's Taylor Swift and Beyonce. Those two can do anything. And it's going to get a lot of radio airplay, but more so be streamed, be on satellite radio, and be purchased.
Absolutely. And it was nice seeing where news media typically tries to pin artists against each other, especially women, to see them like, no, you're not going to do that to us, showing up and supporting each other with their feature films of their concerts. And it is great because there really is enough room for everybody. There's enough space.
Absolutely. And when you have two artists together driving something, you know, it pushes it further. I mean, that becomes a well-traveled road between those two artists' songs. So, you know, the rest of that album is going to continue to, you know, score big and have big songs. But, you know, to me, Beyonce is a pop artist. Some of the songs on that new album sound like they could get airplay at country and should. Texas Hold'em is much more pop than some of the other songs that are country on that album.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Well, we have to talk about one of the biggest things happening today. The eclipse. Everyone in the U.S. is going to see some sort of solar eclipse. And then totality is that strip that will go along Texas, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont, and Maine. We'll get it. But this is some exciting stuff. We had a total eclipse, a total solar eclipse in 2017. You and I got to, well, we got to experience it, not necessarily see it. When I was living in Nashville, you were there for business.
Yeah.
We went to go see it, cloud coverage, right before totality. It decided to take that away. But it was so cool to experience because it gets nighttime in the middle of the day. It is super silent before all of the nocturnal animals start kind of just going crazy because they're like, what is going on?
Right.
And then you hear, we heard roosters crowing once the totality was ending and the sun was coming back out because it was like, it was morning again. And it was a cool experience, even though we didn't get to see it.
Yeah. I mean, I could see most of it, even though it was cloudy in parts of the USA today are going to experience clouds. You still see the darkness. You can still see through the clouds. The sun, you just miss, you know, the vapors coming off the sun.
Yeah.
Unless you have a clear shot of it. But the thing I'm wondering about is what will be the level of excitement after it and how many people will be totally disappointed? Because it is 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember being in Asheville thinking, this is so cool.
Yeah.
And I very specifically planned that business trip to be there to see it. But then when it was done, it was like, that's it. That was it.
It was. Mm-hmm. And we've been, because we're in the Cleveland area, and we've been hearing about this. We've been seeing signs for a minimum of 6 months. You know, April 8th is the total solar eclipse. Get ready. We've had in our community the police officers even saying, you know, there's going to be an influx. If you are not going to one of the solar eclipse watch parties, don't leave your house. Just stay there. There's an influx of travelers coming to the point where it's like, you know what? Park at the end of your driveway so people don't try to use your driveway as their own parking spot.
Right. In our little community, they even have police, the yellow tape up along some people's yards who don't want somebody to pull off the road and be, you know, a couple wheels into their yard. But, you know, it's going to be fun. It's kind of cool. It's something, you know, for those of you that are old school like I am, Carly Simon's song You're So Vain has a line in it where she sings about the subject of the song, that you'll go anywhere to see a solar eclipse.
Yeah, and that's so true. So if you get to see it, hopefully you have some clear skies. It's 18 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Honey, can you swing by the post office and grab some stamps?
Done.
And drop off these packages?
Sure thing, honey.
Ooh, and get the tracking info.
Got it.
But you haven't moved.
I know. How great is that?
This holiday season, the Postal Service is closer than ever with convenient ship-from-home services like label printing, free package pickup, and delivery notifications. You can send more holiday joy from the comfort of home. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Ship from home at usps.com/holidayjoy.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hey there, you in aisle 2. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
D. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
After the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day radio program. I'm Jay Kirshner. He's James Collins. Doug is out right now, but he will be back before we know it. And this is about the time that we talk about some trending issues, yeah. Celebrity gossip. I feel weird saying celebrity gossip because it just seems like salacious. Not that what we're about to talk about isn't, but doesn't it just seem kind of like the dirty scoop?
Oh, yeah.
Like that?
We're getting dirty, nitty, and gritty up in here. Absolutely.
Well, you have been watching. I'm going to rely on you with this because this is on my to-watch list, but also everything's on my to-watch list because if I'm being honest, if it is not Paw Patrol or Bluey, I'm not watching it currently.
Oh, I'm right there with
but
you.
But the Love Bluey. Big docuseries, Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. This is like, what, a 5-part series?
No, it's 4 parts. And I heard somewhere that they are going to bring out more. Like, there's going to be more episodes. But I don't think that they are. Because the way it's a 4-part series, and it ended very – hi, Doug. It ended very, on a somber note, and it was like it was very case closed kind of thing. Like, this is what happened. If you don't know anything about it, it's a show that basically tackles kid shows from the early aughts on Nickelodeon, specifically shows produced by Dan Schneider, and how there was a lot of sketchy stuff going on behind the scenes with a lot of those shows early on. And what we're talking about now is host Mark Summers of
Double Dare.
From Double Dare, yes. And he was invited on
I grew up watching him.
Yes, absolutely. And I remember watching some of those early aughts game shows with all the kids. And it was crazy. One of the things that they tackle on the show is that these kids were put into really uncomfortable situations for the camera. Like, one kid had pudding poured all over his body. Another kid was put into a bathtub full of worms. And it was the kids, even me as a kid.
Wait,
looking,
like actual worms?
Actual worms.
I don't 100%. That's like, what's that other show? Fear Factor.
Yes. Okay, so that's exactly what it was. It was Fear Factor, but they wanted to tame it down so that kids could do it, right? So, but obviously, sitting in a tub full of worms, a little traumatizing. all right, even as me as a kid, I'm like, that's too far, you know? As, yeah. And I'm like,
like, I can
six,
deal with
seven.
Having pudding dumped on you, but...
Yeah, and there was...
The worms thing is a little bit much.
There was a ton of stuff that happened with this show. But anyway, Mark Summers, who was the host of this show, Double Dare, was asked to come on to Quiet on Set with, you know, to interview for the... Well, he didn't know what exactly was happening. So when he was asked all these questions about Dan Schneider and all the kind of sus stuff that was going on behind the scenes, he was like, no, I'm not a part of this because I don't want my words to be taken out of context.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He thought he was doing a documentary. He was answering questions for a documentary based on his time on Nickelodeon. He didn't know the actual meat of it.
Exactly. Wow. Exactly. So he didn't know. He thought it was just going to be like, yeah, I was on Nickelodeon and I did this and it was great. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. No, really what it was is that it was an investigation of, you know, all the salacious and inappropriate
stuff.
Did
he ever get in trouble for anything?
I don't think he did. I think that it was something, his name was never really mentioned in the show, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
It was, it kind of comes down to that, like, guilty by association thing, you know? But, like, you know, how can you know? Because a lot of the people that are on this show that care about this stuff don't know about a lot of the stuff. The big controversy with Drake Bell, 99% of the people on set had no idea what was going on
with
Drake Bell.
Coach.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so that's kind of where all this, you know, there's so much to be dug on, you know, for this whole situation. I would highly encourage anyone to go check out this show.
Yeah. I want to see this. Now, this is mainly focused on Nickelodeon. Is
yes.
there a spinoff possibility with focusing on maybe Disney Channel stuff? Because there have been questions with that, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there should be. I think there always should be an investigation on this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, thank you, James. It's 28 after the hour.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You get 50% off site-wide. Save on mouth-watering favorites. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug, D-O-U-G, and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all the delicious flavor that you crave. And they're offering it to you for half price from their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignon, their pure ground burgers, the comfort classics, easy to prepare meals, perfect for busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers in the packages that you select. Shop omahasteaks.com/Doug. With the Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless, endless flavor, endless value, incredible entrees, scrumptious sides. omahasteaks.com/Doug. Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack of towels, $25. Four-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level, even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.com and use the discount code DS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Federal Aviation Administration now investigating after a Houston-bound Southwest Airlines flight had to return to Denver on Sunday. About half an hour after taking off from Denver International Airport, the Boeing 737 made an emergency landing after an engine cover came loose and damaged part of the right wing. Emergency responders met the passengers on the runway, and the travelers soon boarded another flight that landed in Houston about 2 p.m. There were no injuries reported.
Last night we lit the liquor. So
country music star Morgan Wallen now facing charges after police say he threw a chair from a rooftop bar in Nashville Sunday night. It just so happens a number of police officers were standing near where the chair fell on the sidewalk below. This about 11 p.m. when witnesses said they spotted Wallen throwing the chair and then laughing about it. Police are also reviewing security footage of the incident. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Hello, my name is Lana Stephen Fisher. This is my Gramps' radio show, The Good Day Radio Program.
It's 30 for after the hour on Doug Stephen's Good Day Radio Program. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug is out right now, but he will be back with us before we know it. But I am super excited about our guest right now because this is one of my favorite human beings on planet Earth, Mary O'Malley, Soul Scout, Mind Mentor, Life Changer. How are you doing?
I'm great this morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm very well. I am so happy and excited to talk to you. I find it such a shame that you only join us once a month. We need to make this a little bit more of a regular basis.
Well, I'm willing to discuss that.
Willing to see about it. Well, Mary, you have a lot of exciting things going on. We need to start dissecting them one by one because that's a lot of information. That's a lot of great information. And you can always go get more information on Mary at thesoulscout.com.
soulscout.net. That's the soulscout.net. Mary, one of the things you're currently working on with your class is past life, a past life class, past life experience. It's called the Past Life Echo Series. Let's dive into that because that is really exciting.
Yeah, the first class, there'll be a series of different ways of looking at regression, past life regression. You know, it doesn't always go to the past. Like you can go sideways, you can go present, parallel, post, like, you know, to the end of your life or way after life. In this particular, this class coming up, will be following a person. So we all have those people that we met and they were instantly our best friends, or we were instantly in love, or we were instantly at war. like
some
there's no
feeling one way or the other.
Yes, extremely strong feeling. And it's kind of like, where did this come from? Where did I know you before? You know?
Mm-hmm. Like a deja vu feeling.
Exactly. So, you know, just kind of follow down the energy of that person to the first time we knew them, or to the most significant soul life experience together. You know, the one that created this very strong bond.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
When it comes to like current family members or current friends, people in your life, is it typically all of those souls have been together in past lives, or is there a possibility of a new soul? Like my sister and I have been together, or is there a possibility where people go sibling and this is their first time being together?
Well, yeah, all of that is possible. Although I have found that it's not unusual for, I guess, soul groups to stay together, work together, function together. So your sister in this life might have been your brother in another life, or your dad, or your cousin Johnny, or, you know, whatever. So, or you could have been soldiers together, or I did a regression on myself and a friend, and we were soldiers together. And we always had this weird relationship, and it turned out we had killed each other on the battlefield.
so there was some like leftover animosity.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, weird things like that. So, yeah, it can be a new soul with you. It could be typically one that you travel with.
Now, have you found with any of your clients where a lot of times I'm a big person when it comes to therapy. I think that therapy is amazing. Everybody should take the time to do it for mental health. But sometimes there's something going on in our life, or there's some way of like, why am I this way? What kind of past trauma did I have? And it might not be a past trauma from the current life. It's from a past trauma of a past life. Have you noticed anything like that?
Yeah. And some very weird things. There's a woman just had this, she was convinced her uncle had molested her. Under hypnosis, under hypnotherapy, he had, but in a different lifetime.
Wow.
So that was probably the most extreme, bizarre one that I've run into. But I'm sorry, what was the question? I got lost in that one.
Oh, yeah. No, sometimes the why are we the way we are, and it's trying to dissect past trauma, but the past trauma is not from this life. It's from a previous life, or like many previous lives before.
Right. And so here's the thing that I have found over many years of doing this. It's not the trauma that happened that stays with us. It's the decision we made because of the trauma that stays with us. So, so in one of the first past lives I ever did, ever had done for me, I was a young woman in a village in Britain, and I'm going to call them the Vikings, were marauding all over, and they would attack villages and just kill everybody and burn down the village and take all their goods. So they had come to my village, but they were all sick. They were all getting very sick. And in exchange for leaving our village alone, they agreed to send a healer to their camp. Well, that was me. I was about 17. And so when I come into this past life, I'm walking down a trail and there's one of the soldiers is with me. So we get to the camp and they're all sick. And I realize most of them I can't help at this point. They're going to die anyway, right? So I try to help the ones that aren't dying. They had some kind of dysentery. Well, so many of them died that they decided that the villagers had, didn't send a real healer. And they literally tied me to a pole and burned me. And then they went and killed everybody in my village anyway.
Wow.
So the decision I made at that moment was I could not be trusted to take care of anybody because I wasn't able to help them, and they went and killed everybody in my village. And remember, I was a fairly young girl, right? 16, 17. And so that stuck with me. And when I was learning to do hypnotherapy, I think I told you this. I had when that session was done, at that point in my life, I single mom. I didn't have the money to start my hypnotherapy practice. But that week after this, suddenly I had a friend showed up who made business cards and flyers for me because she was practicing doing that. And I met another friend who had extra offices, and I was able to rent those by the hour when I needed them. So it was easy for me to pay for. So, here was this business I wanted to start and I couldn't. And after that, I was able to, everything just fell in my lap to start my business. It was just crazy.
That
so what shifted
astounding.
Was my point of view. Yeah. I was able to heal that thought of not being able to be trusted to help anybody, right?
Uh-huh. So it's like past life therapy.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how it works. And like I said, it's not even what happened. It's the decision we made that holds us back, the echo of that decision in later lifetimes.
That is so
does that make sense?
Interesting. It really does. And I'm excited for this series. I'm definitely going to get in on it. It's the Past Life Echo series. Soul Connection is the first topic. You can register at thesoulscout.net. About how much is this, Mary?
The class is $25.
Okay.
And when they go to the website, just go to the make appointment button. And I think it'll be the first one on the list.
All right. Okay. So here's why I'm interested in this anyway. And I love the metaphysical side of things. I had this kind of epiphany just the other day, really, where it was that I always felt like I was a body with a soul. And then I realized, and I am not confident in my body, but I accept my body. I have for a long time. I am who I am. And it's one of those, and I fully accept it. But I didn't realize that I wasn't showing gratitude to my body, that I have health issues and there are certain things going on where I'm just like, why is my body failing me? I am going to be 40 at my next birthday and all of that stuff. And I'm still relatively young and I'm going through things that I shouldn't be going through at my age. What's going on? And then it dawned on me, I'm not a body with a soul. I'm a soul with a body. And my body has been carrying me through a lot of things and I have to show more gratitude and be kinder to it, feed it better, more nutritionally and all of that stuff. But with the soul aspect, I grew up in, I'm going to be honest, I grew up in a really great household. I love my parents. They are my best friends. I grew up in a really great way. I think that everybody has some level of childhood trauma that might not necessarily come from their parents, might come from their peers or something. But what a certain way that I am is that I feel like I have to manage other people's emotions to feel safe. Like my emotions don't matter to me as much as other people's emotions. I need to manage their emotions, fix their emotions in order for me to feel safe. And after talking with you, Mary, I don't feel like that's a situation from this current life. I think that that's something that happened in a past life, some kind of trauma. And I made a decision that I have to handle and care for other people's emotions for me to feel safe. So I'm really excited for the series. I'm definitely going to get into it because
I want
to figure out what that is, because I have gone to therapy for other things and this has always kind of come up, but we've never been able to pinpoint why I am this way, because I've never had any significant trauma in this current life to make me that way. You know what I mean? So
right.
Talking with you is like, oh my goodness, it's not this lifetime.
Yeah, it very well might not be this lifetime. And that would be a typical type of thing that comes up. Issues of abandonment, all kinds of different issues that come up. And I think somehow it's safer to even tackle it from a past life perspective, because it's not your current life, which is always so full of emotion and trauma, and you know, it's real close. But mm-hmm. when we go into a past life or even a parallel life or something, it's almost like, and I actually do this if somebody's experiencing trauma in the therapy, just throw it up on a TV screen and watch the movie. Because you don't have, you've already experienced it. You don't have to feel the pain or even the emotions mm-hmm. anymore. But you do need to know what happened and what decision you made. That's all you need to know. So somehow it seems a lot safer from that place, that point of view also, to examine how you're feeling, you know, and what happened and how it's affecting other parts of your life. It's not as Anya, you know?
mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Now, when it comes to, like, being a healer, I know not everybody has the same level of an ability, but does everybody at one point in their lives, are we born with some kind of ability before we lose it? I know children seem to know things that we're always kind of like, how do you know that? You've never met this person whom they mention. Mm-hmm. And at what point do we lose it and how do we get it back?
Yeah, it's different, I think, for everybody, but usually I think by around 5, 6, 7, when we develop our consciousness at about age 7, 6, right around there is when we tend to lose things like that. And then maybe get them back when we're older.
Interesting. Well, Mary, thank you very much. I highly want to encourage everybody to go check out the soulscout.net. Connect with Mary O'Malley. You are fantastic. And I just absolutely thank love you. Talking to you, Mary.
Same here. Thank you.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-909-8122. 800-909-8122. 800-909-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. There are a lot of other benefits that go with it because of the ingredients. Just go through the ingredients with us.
So the number one ingredient is collagen protein. We've got several different types of collagen protein in our Calitrin, but it works to rebuild lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism. And that's how it works over time. It's also good for the joint pain. And when you're taking it at bedtime, like we do recommend, it also helps break down into glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly also. Now, we've also added the patented ingredient called prohydrolase, which is digestive enzymes that help your body break down that collagen protein to where you can utilize it to the maximum potential.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more you need, the more you're going to save.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's 53 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day Radio program. I'm Jay Kirshner. We're going to talk film and entertainment with our movie man, Chuck Curry. Hi, Chuck.
How you doing?
I'm well. I'm not going to lie. I don't know what this theme is that we're listening to, but I want spaghetti.
That was the theme to The Godfather.
Oh, what's going on with The Godfather?
Let's take a time capsule back to this day in movie history, April 8th, 1975. The Godfather 2 wins the Oscar for best picture. I think well-deserving, certainly stood the test of time. But if you look at the nominees that year, all these movies were released in 74, but the Oscars were 75 a year later. Godfather 2, Chinatown with Jack Nicholson, The Conversation, directed by Francis Ford Coppola, starring Gene Hackman, Lenny with Dustin Hoffman, and The Towering Inferno, which I believe was the first and only disaster film ever to be nominated for Best Picture. But The Godfather 2 won. Great category, really great five films in my opinion.
Isn't it? It's like, it's very seldom where a franchise, the second film or any films after the first film, they're never as good. But isn't it like, I always
hear that The Godfather that's really, is that, one that's of really, them. The I don't so totally buy into that. A lot of people will say that, but if you look at there are some sequels that are really good. I think this is genre based, but Lethal Weapon 2, I think, is every bit as terrific.
Oh, that's a great
is the first
one.
Lethal Weapon. I think James Cameron's Aliens, as good as Alien was with Ridley Scott, that was more of a horror film. But I think Aliens with James Cameron directed, it's a pure sci-fi action movie, and that movie tops the original film. There's been cases where the sequel has been at least as good, if not better. I think Godfather 2 certainly was the equal, if not a tweak better, than the original film. And Robert De Niro, I think, was the first actor to ever win a Best Supporting actor Oscar for his dialogue being in a foreign language, that being Italian. His dialogue was subtitled in that film. It's a great, great movie, though, Godfather 2.
Yeah, I hear so much about it. I've never seen it, but you know what? I think I finally need to just go and watch Godfather 2. Watch that one.
Here's another one. See if you remember this show. This Day in TV History, September 8, 1990, David Lynch's Twin Peaks premieres on ABC, becomes a very big hit for the network. It has only two seasons. Season 2, ratings dropped a lot, but season 1, which premiered this day in 1990, was what they call big-time water cooler talk. Do you remember Twin Peaks?
No, I do not.
Good. It was a very good show, and the tagline was "Who killed Laura Palmer?" It was a mystery type show of a murder in a very small town. Very, very quirky stuff. David Lynch, known for that, I thought it was pretty good. Let's bounce into box office totals. Godzilla Kong, number one for the second straight weekend, $32 million in business, $135 million to date in 10 days, $360 million worldwide. According to Forbes, the budget on this film was less than $140 million, which means it's pretty profitable for Warner Brothers, which is always good news for any studio now.
That's incredible. Did you see
what number two was Monkey Man, $10 million. Number three, Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, $9
million. What is Monkey Man?
It's an action movie that is hard R. It was shot actually 3 years ago. Deb Patel is the star. He also directed it. Jordan Peele picked the movie up as a producer. Was in bankruptcy. Budget was pretty low. So when all said and done, this movie most likely will be profitable. I think next weekend, Jay, a movie called Civil War, coming out with Kirsten Dunst, that's going to get a lot of conversation going. It's about a civil war in the United States. Doesn't play politics, from what I read, but I think a lot of people are going to go see that film. I know,
like,
I'm very curious about
civil
it.
Civil war?
Huh?
Is it like a current day civil war situation?
Yes, yes, it's a current day civil war in 2024. Texas and California are on the same side, which is somewhat perplexing. But the advanced buzz and reviews on the film are really good. It's screened at the South by Southwest Film Festival. Got a lot of good buzz going. A24, which is an independent production company, according to reports, this will be the biggest movie in terms of box office that they've ever released. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I love her. I am such a Kirsten Dunst fan, so I'm definitely going to be looking forward to seeing this one. Chuck,
one other film that's getting good buzz is The Fall Guy with Ryan Gosling, comes out in May.
Ooh, yeah, I'm definitely there for that one. Chuck, thank you. It's 58 after the hour on Doug Steffens.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.